Leading the news this morning, and Julia Gillard has launched a fresh attack on Tony Abbott's industrial relations policy. Speaking at a union function in Melbourne overnight, she said Mr Abbott remained a strong advocate for stripping workers of their rights. But Mr Abbott yesterday ruled out changes to the unfair dismissal laws if the coalition wins government. The Greens, meanwhile, are calling for a levy on junk food and alcohol advertising. The Greens leader, Bob Brown, said the advertisers could choose between including health information in their advertising or paying that levy. Pakistani immigration officials say the federal government's freeze on processing Afghan asylum applications has not reduced the number of Afghans trying to reach Australia. Pakistan's Federal Investigation Agency director has told the ABC that Afghanis continue to travel through his country hoping to reach Australia. Pakistan wants permission to interrogate Christmas Island detainees to help break people smuggling rings in Pakistan. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron has rebuffed a US request for an inquiry into the release of the Lockerbie bomber. Mr Cameron rejected the idea while meeting with President Barack Obama in Washington. Mr Obama says the Scottish government's decision to release Abdel Basset al-Megrahi was a bad one. And Qantas says a strike at Sydney Airport today will not have a major effect on domestic and international flights. It's expected some domestic flights to Adelaide, Cairns, Darwin and Perth will be disrupted.